Two goals, it's a lack of puck support and urgency, you know, getting the puck out of our zone. And obviously, both were costly. And nothing about it. I thought, you know, unfortunately, it took those two goals to see it, but we started moving the puck better up the ice with more pace and urgency after the two goals happened. But, and again, proud of the way that the guys did respond after the two goals. To go play Denver hockey and get ourselves back into it, obviously, was not enough. And we did shoot ourselves in the foot, obviously, at the 5-minute wager in the third. So this one stings a little bit.
Well, and that's what I wanted to bring up is the way that you guys kind of rebounded after that second period looked really impressive by you guys, and really felt that you guys were getting the momentum and maybe could possibly tie it up there. But what was going right for you guys in the second period that you didn't maybe see early on?
Yeah, I think it was our simplicity in our puck game, just getting pucks north. We were skating, we were breaking into space, our puck pressure was good, and we overwhelmed them, we outchanged them. And, you saw a lot of chances. We'd like to capitalize on a couple more and been able to close the gap and at least get in the third even. But that wasn't the case.
And possibly maybe some more opportunities and chances, but the passing didn't seem as crisp today. Is that what you saw on your end? Maybe there was a couple, you know, breakaways there with the blow and everything like that.
Yeah, I don't. When we played fast and direct, I thought good things happened. When we didn't, that's usually when things go poorly for our team. So that's kind of what I saw for puck support.
And Coach, what do you tell your team after a night like this and a quick turnaround tomorrow?
You know, this one hurts, and we're in a hole right now, and there's no one else that's going to dig us out except for the 26 guys in the room and the coaching staff in there. So we got to believe and we got to fight and work to dig ourselves out. There's no other way to do it but work.
Coach, appreciate the time. All the best tomorrow.
Great, thank you.
That's head coach David Carl.
I didn't get one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you see on that hit?
I haven't seen replay yet live. It looked big open ice hit, but after he moved the puck, but I haven't seen it on a replay yet.
Power play tonight, again, Ofer, we keep talking about it, but what's it going to take to kind of break through? Finley said he liked how it looked at times when he had looked, but what was your diagnosis?
Yeah, I thought early it was good, especially the Davies unit. And then at the end there, I mean, we kind of change up a unit, you know, with the 6-on-4 and get Mendel down at the net, and thought we had an attack mentality with it. But obviously, you know, did we have 4 on the night? And maybe 2 were good, 2 weren't so good. You know, but we did generate some looks. But at the end of the day, you know, we like to execute for sure.
Could there be some changes, maybe lineup-wise? I mean, something to light a fire? I mean, because it seemed like at times the fire was there. It seemed like at other times it was a little lackadaisical.
Yeah, we'll look at that for sure. We tried, you know, I thought Jack Dremus provided a good spark for us. You know, you miss Ryan Barrow in a game like this, certainly. But, you know, when we play fast and direct, like, you see good things happen. Like happened in the whole second period, so we need to try and have that be a consistent effort for us. Now the challenge is, you know, the last 2 Saturdays haven't been very good for us, so we need to turn the page, and our backs are against the wall, we're in a hole, we got to fight out of it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.